Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
So funny these days. It's either too hot or too cold. Yeah, never just right.
It's so warm in the studio, man. You've no idea. Like, if we walked in this morning, I wouldn't have been able to do a full show like that.
Nah, I would have been given out.
No.
The problem with these leggings as well is it's normally a great thing. They're fleeced on the inside. One person had to be in the Fred again queue. Will I get kicked out and told it's sold out? Yes,
no, you
I
got
will.
It. You got it. You got it.
Come on.
It's already yes.
How do you do this for my friend? One person in the queue.
PMA.
Apparently, it sold out ages ago.
Not PMS.
Don't know what's going on.
Hold on.
Callum, help.
Enter your code.
Oh,
there.
Shitty balls. How do I know that? That's this one. Oh, God, hurry up.
What code is it? The one they sent you?
Yeah. So there you go. Thank you. Am I in? Am I in? Oh, fuck
no.
Me. Oh, lads, like three groups of people have...
No, are they gone?
But no, don't close it. Just keep refreshing them because sometimes you never know. What's the RDS capacity?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's so disappointing. A lot of friends were getting kicked out ages ago. So I thought like...
But like they went on sale at 10.
Yeah, it's way too late. Like, yeah. But you know, when they keep you in the queue for that long, you hold on to a bit of hope.
Checking, because when I got
RDS capacity is 18,500. I like it though because it's like at least we have a place that
slightly bigger
than the three, but not as big as like the Aviva.
Yeah.
But there needs to be another one.
That's so disappointing.
Needs to be like a 35,000 or something. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Okay, guys.
Sad day on the podcast today.
Yeah, that's so disappointing.
Sorry, Em.
That's okay.
But you weren't even really looking, were you? It was kind of for your mate.
It was for Claire, really. Yeah.
I'm sure she'll get with someone. Be great.
Yeah. Ta-da, guys. Bye.
Let's go. David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Tuesday, lads.
Oh, this is great.
Not too bad.
Not bad at all. It's just myself and Emma this morning. And well done to me for actually coming to work because I was this close to calling in sick.
Were you?
Yeah.
How close in the scale of like had the text been written on WhatsApp?
I was in the pub last night and I was like, what if I just called in sick?
Mm.
And then I was like, no, I can't. Fiona's coming in. There's nothing wrong with me, by the way. I've just had a heavy weekend.
You were just going to be a little devil.
Yeah, I was.
You were just going to use a little sick day.
And I've come into work and I was like, right, I need a bit of a pick-me-up. I took a Fanta from the fridge.
Yeah.
And so I've had a Fanta before 6:30 in the morning.
Well done, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
Good
so
start.
You will hear my voice go like this.
His stomach's already at it.
And my stomach go.
And it was what, just your commitment to this company that made
it? Yeah, it's just, I love this company
so much.
Yeah. I love you.
Oh, wow.
I just couldn't have you do the show on your
own.
Because, dear God, we know no one knows what would happen.
God help us all.
God help us all.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Everybody, you're welcome.
If you didn't have today scheduled off, would you not be here today, right now?
I probably would. See, this is what I do whenever I go to call in sick. Even if I'm actually sick, I'm like, no, I could work. It's fine. It's fine.
It's only
a couple hours. It's fine.
Mm.
I'm just so dedicated to this company.
I know. And tell us again, you were out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night.
I think I was out Thursday. And I think I was out Wednesday. I don't know. I've
so
just
you've
had
been
the
out
most...
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, six nights in a row.
I think I did that, yeah. Yeah, I think I did that.
Buckle in, folks. It's going to be a fun show.
Bumpy.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Do you know what? I'm really good because Fiona's not here, which means we can talk about how crap Halloween is.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Isn't it fantastic? Fiona absolutely loves Halloween. She loves absolutely everything about it, surrounding it. Me and Emma, not so much.
No, not fans.
I went to my first Halloween party in, I want to say since I was six, on Sunday night.
There was a big pickup with the Halloween house parties this year, I've noticed.
Yeah, they need to go.
Mm.
They need to go. It needs to. We need to finish them. No offense to anyone who held the party, but I'm just done with them. I think I'm just done with them. The whole thing about them is they're a hassle, right? And also, I'd rather go out because you're in your house. It's like you're kind of just confined to there.
And then you kind of feel like you're in college as well. And I just get really nervous that someone's going to break something.
And break stuff we did.
Oh, no
way. Like glasses and all that kind of stuff. It's just like, I was with my girlfriend Pippa and she dropped a glass and instantly was like sweeping her up. And the lads were like, it's fine. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, this is a lad's house. They were like breaking glasses left, right and centre.
Oh, God, no. Care.
But they were great. Like, so sound. But
so
I'm done with
this. This was someone that's friends with Pippa or your friends?
No, these are my friends. All right. And so Halloween in general, I think it needs to go. But Halloween parties definitely need to go. So first off, you need to choose your costume. You need to dress up, okay? That's a bit of a hassle already. And it's a bit of a pressure. It's money spent on a costume or time spent on building a costume.
Yeah.
No interest at all. Then you have to dress up and go to the party. So you're either walking to the party or getting a taxi where everyone walking is going,
Yeah.
Or the taxi driver, what the hell are you dressed as? Do you know what I mean?
Or if someone's actually made the effort to make something themselves, the potential damage from getting into a car or getting blown away, it's just a disaster.
Party is obviously fun because you get to see your friends and you're hanging out and it's a load of crack.
You're like,
but also,
whatever.
Exactly. You walk in and that's it done. As soon as you walk in and people see you in your costume, I think you should then be able to take it off. Okay, because you're just at the party for the rest of the night, probably uncomfortable. I had a fake mustache on. I went as Dave's coaches from Nessa and Dave's coaches from Gavin and Stacey. I had a fake mustache on. And felt like I'd say the mustache lasted, I want to say 4 minutes.
Yeah.
4 minutes and I took it off.
What I will say about your costume, it was brilliant and you were an excellent Dave coaches and your girlfriend was an excellent Nessa. However, it wasn't the most uncomfortable looking outfit. It was just jeans.
But you see, it was jeans and it was shoes as well, which I never wear. I don't like wearing shoes. Shoes are uncomfortable to me. And then it was this freezing. I had this jacket on. So I had this like Dave's coach's shirt and then a jacket, but people got cold. So of course the jacket came off me. So
my
I was freezing.
Said that your Dave's coach's shirt was a fantastic Dave coach's shirt.
Thank you very much.
Makes you feel any better.
Well, I was uncomfortable and I was cold and I was very ugly looking. And yeah, I think as soon as you walk in and everyone kind of shows off the thing, then I think you should just take it off. And then you remember, oh, I have to go home now and take off the costume, which is fine for me because it's jeans and shoes. But like, some of the lads were dressed as The Simpsons. One of my other mates was dressed as Princess Fiona. Like, these lads are waking up the next day after scrubbing for days and they have like, it looks like they have jaundice.
Think of the bed sheets.
Do you know what I mean? So I think they need to go.
My friend Emer held a house party as well over the weekend. I missed it because I was away. And it did look like crack. There was a lot of very fun costumes on display. But I just thought, thank God I was away this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, because I would have had to have gone. She's a very, very, very good friend of mine. But I had booked the flights to go away in advance of her plans for a Halloween party. And I just was like, do you know what? Maybe there is a God.
I think that if I was to hold a Halloween party, it would be you have to come dressed up in the least amount of effort possible.
That's a great idea.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I want a sticker that says cowboy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I want glasses and you're Harry Potter.
And it just says, use your imagination.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I want.
All right, that's the end of it then. Another friend of mine, Ave, her birthday is always around Halloween and she gets really into it. And I remember years ago, just typical me being so disorganized and knowing again, like, I had to go. It's a really good friend of mine on her birthday, knew she'd be going all out. And I was just sitting at home and I was like, I just don't know what to do. I just got some eyeliner and drew on a moustache and just was like, hey.
I'm a cat, duh.
This is new music from Zayn at Spin this morning. It's called Eyes Closed. Have a listen. Time is standing still and I don't... Guys, misinformation. We're at an all-time high of it.
Fake news.
Fake news, babe.
Fake
everywhere.
News media once again.
And this time it's affecting the Disney community.
Oh, not the Disney adults.
Not the Disney adults. Callum, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm not a Disney adult.
Yes, you are. In every... you're the worst of them.
You can deny it all you want.
I'm a man that likes to go to theme parks and it happens that Disney have about 74.
Your profile picture for years was you and Shrek at
Disneyland. That's not Disney.
Oh, right, well...
that's Universal.
It's DreamWorks.
Same thing. Kind of. Anyway, a big wave of information swept through Disney fandom recently. And this was all about the Evil Queen and other villains, as in the actors who played these villains in Disney theme parks, okay, at Disneyland. And essentially what happened was a video went viral and it was the Evil Queen from Snow White.
I've seen her. She's brilliant.
Oh my God.
I met her in Florida a couple of years ago.
There you go.
Because they do like a Halloween bash and they're all kind of out, all the villains. They are so good.
Yeah.
And they like... they get to portray, like, because obviously Disney is all kind of like light and airy fairy and kind of stuff. When they're villains, they can be proper villainous, and you can see them like really getting.
They're in character constantly. Yeah, they have to 100%. Be, don't they?
Were they mean to you?
Yeah,
and they weren't even in character.
Grow up, man. If you saw this video go viral online, as in it's the evil queen chatting to someone at the theme park, what would you interpret it as?
You can go and cry to them that every day, every moment that you miss me.
Yes, and they will be genuine, real, authentic tears.
And everyone in that little mirror in there as well should complain too.
So she's talking about complaining to the lords, the Disney lords, basically. And the rumour that went around online was that essentially Disney were going to make some cutbacks and we're only going to show the Disney villains around Halloween time and cut them back across the rest of the year.
Oh, no.
So think of the most iconic villains of all the TV, of all the TV shows, all the movies, I was going to say. It would be quite the loss for people who are into them.
Yeah, but you know, Disney famously don't have a lot of money.
I know, in fairness to them. So look, this was misinterpreted. It went all over the internet. A Disney spokesperson came out and refused the claim, saying
so that video
true.
Was kind of posted under the guise of this is her reaction to them being cut back.
Well, that's exactly what it was. I think that's what started the rumours. I don't know exactly what she was saying to this fan in the first place.
Yeah.
But it kind of, this is kind of what started the whole thing off.
Imagine going to Disneyland and you just have characters like unionising in front of you.
It's kind of class, to be honest.
You'd be a bit like, all right, I get it. Like, I'm all for the union, but I'm like, will you just say hello to my daughter, take a picture? Like,
yeah, fair enough. There's a guy called Rick Lye.
Callum.
He's a massive Disney fan, and he has this blog on a website called DisneyTips.com, which is not how I thought I'd spend the very early stages of my Tuesday morning. But he wrote saying, for the Disney community, this incident reinforces the bonds they share with their beloved characters. While the internet can be a platform for fantastic interactions, it can equally be a breeding ground for misunderstanding. And he goes on to say that the assurance of the evil queen's presence at Disneyland offers a sense of continuity and joy. But I love this, because at the very end of the article, it tells you a little bit about Rick Lye, and there's a photo of him and all. This is the guy who's an adult Disney fan who has this kind of fan page. He said, Rick is an adult, avid Disney fan. He first went to Disney World in 1986 with his parents and has been hooked ever since. He's married to another Disney fan and is in the process of turning his two children into fans as well. I love them. When he's not creating new Disney adventures, he loves to watch the New York Yankees and hang out with his dog, Buster.
Oh my God, I'm so surprised he's not Goofy. So I'm like confused.
It was all a load of rubbish, to be honest, but I loved how...
The villains are fine.
Villains are grand.
So they thought they were going to get banished until Halloween, but it's fine. But
it actually makes no sense, because in Walt Disney World in a couple of years, they're opening a villain's land. So
oh,
of
cool.
course they're going to be there.
Oh, okay.
That's actually
maybe
pretty
that's
cool.
where they're shipping them all off to, and then they can
you
come back
stay in
for
your dog
Halloween.
That would be my dream. Job, I think. Just go and be a villain.
You'd be an excellent Captain Hook.
Wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I'd be an excellent any villain. If you got to just abuse people as they walked in, I'd be perfect for that.
Scar from the Lion King.
Yeah.
Just going to throw people off the edge of a cliff.
I have a funky hat
Long
on this morning.
Live the King.
Dave walked into the studio at 5 to 7. I was sitting here and he just went, well, that's a hat. And I just thought, you know what?
Now she took it off instantly.
You would be a great Disney.
Wouldn't I?
Yeah, because it's the insults, you can't. Like, you can't be like, oh my God, the villain was really mean to me.
You just noticed.
He just said that he had a hat on.
It's not what I say, it's how I make you feel.
Exactly. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
And it's this small. It's a real talent I have, actually.
Well, that's a hat. Morning, Dave. Hope you had a good weekend. Here's Taylor Swift. This is Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
I wonder when she'll be married. Because they're obviously not going to tell anyone.
Oh,
it'll just be like, oh, Taylor Swift got married last week, and I don't think it's going to be that long.
It probably won't be a long list of invites either.
No.
I'd imagine very, very few.
Selena Gomez. Who else is she like?
There was the most random one. Oh, wait, no, she is really good friends
really
there, isn't
good
she?
Friends with Selena,
I kind of forgot about that.
Because Taylor was at Selena's wedding a couple of weeks ago, weren't they together as well? She loves the Haim girls. She's really good friends with them.
I think it could just be them, their mams, and that's it.
Yeah, back in the garden.
Because they'd be too terrified to, like, have anyone find out where it is, have people show up and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be like going into town to get married in. What's the place in town people get married in? To keep it nice and simple.
In the hall? Like
What's
City Hall? City Hall. Yeah, one.
Nice and small.
Oh, they'll do a City Hall.
I predict they'll have it done before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say so.
And then she's
and then
pregnant.
They'll take over everyone's Christmas day with Taylor Swift is married.
Yeah, and then it's like, I guarantee at Christmas Day she'll announce that she's pregnant.
Preggers?
Yeah.
Oh, no, a new album. Obviously.
Sorry, what's more important?
She doesn't do pregnancy. She, that's not her typical announcement. It's a new album.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
She announced a new album at the end of her vows.
Yeah.
And that's the bit that she'll put online to showcase the wedding. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, right, it is 7:32. Let's see what's happening on the roads.
Morning, if you're on the roads.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona coming up on 7:45. Hello.
Good morning. Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, I witnessed absolute amazingness.
Mm-hmm.
People completing, running, starting, whatever you have, a marathon.
Yeah, class, Dave.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Like, you're talking 26 miles to just run. Mm-hmm. And some people did it in costume.
Right, yeah.
I just thought it was absolutely insane. Mm. I literally went out at around maybe 11 o'clock and we had some breakfast and then we all went out like as a house with our friends and some of my family were there because some of my family were running and some of my friends were running as well and we all wanted to support the marathon runners for the Dublin City Marathon. If you've managed to run a marathon, even if you managed to get halfway through a marathon, I think you are the most impressive human in the entire world.
Honestly.
Like, it's the coolest thing in the world. I was watching videos of people cross the finish line and they're just in tears. And I'm like,
you've
done it. You've completed it. I think it's like 1% of the world can say they've done a marathon.
Is that how small it is?
That's how small it is. It's insane.
It's actually incredible what people can do and what they can put their bodies through. I don't know how, I honestly don't know how people do it.
I don't know how people do it, but I also don't know how people do it in dress up. Like, if I was running a marathon, even when I go for a 3K, I'm stripping off. I'm like, God, forget that hoodie. I don't even need it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
God, I shouldn't have worn a jacket.
And
I'll throw that away.
I definitely had exactly the right amount of water this morning to make sure that I'm hydrated for my 2.5K.
Yeah, I know. And then you might, like, if you're on your 2.5K, you might have a little sip of water and then 100 metres up the road you have a stitch and you're like, how are people doing 26 miles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But especially, how are they doing it dressed up? I saw so many people dressed up and I thought they were doing it for charity, which was just so impressive. A lot of people were running with their kids in buggies in front of them.
No.
I thought was so interesting. Also, shout out to the Pacers. Have you ever seen these Pacers?
I always think they're like the refs on the... like, you know, people never really talk about how fit a ref is on a football pitch. I'm like, the Pacers are the fittest people out there.
The Pacers are amazing. If you don't know what a Pacer is, basically a Pacer are these people who wear these giant balloons so that people can follow them. Mm. And a Pacer, you'll have different Pacers for different times. So you can have a 3-hour Pacer, a 3-hour 20 Pacer, a 4-hour Pacer, whatever you have.
It's basically follow the right one to keep yourself on... Keep
you know
the
if
right
you
pace,
follow
so you
the 4-hour Pacer, you're going to finish the marathon in 4 hours. That's the thing. If you follow them and keep up with them.
Yeah, exactly,
it's as simple as that.
But and then also what it does is, I suppose, when you're starting off at the beginning, you're like, okay, no, there's my pacer, so I want to stay with this crew and go off in that flight with people as well. But that's their job, is just to run it. They're not competing. They're just there to keep you at your
and
right
they
pace.
Know how to run in order to keep that time, which I think is so mathematically impressive.
Like, justice for the Pacers.
So, so cool. So congratulations to the Pacers as well. Just such a fantastic thing to be able to do. But also wearing these giant balloons, and I know after 100 metres down the road of starting to think, I'm like, oh, snipping this off.
Yeah.
I can't. Find someone else to pace.
Everyone else trying to follow the 4-hour thing.
Yeah.
Looking up to the sky. How do I get up there?
You end up in Loud. But yeah, so there was the Pacers, straight up, so impressive. Then you had people who were running it topless, which was so impressive because it was so cold and it was miserable and it was rainy. And there was people running. There was a guy I saw in like pink, very, very pink short shorts, which I thought was very impressive. I saw Darth Vader and a stormtrooper.
Crying? Come on, tell us. Give me
I saw so many people crying. I saw Darth Vader, stormtrooper, and then I saw like a load of firemen like running in like equipment. I'm like, how do you do that? It's the most impressive thing ever. And then I saw my dad finish and complete his 7th marathon.
Come on, Dad!
In 4 hours and 15 minutes.
God, I would have given him so many woos if I was
there. I don't understand. I think I must be adopted. I just think it's very impressive. My housemate Ben did it as well,
yes.
Who absolutely killed it. And my one of my best mates, Megan, did it as well.
And I was watching. Meg did it too. Meg
did it as well.
But you're representing from all sides.
I was watching them all completed over the marathon, and I was watching the video on YouTube because, if you've run the marathon, you can go onto the marathon's YouTube and find your time, and you can see you crossing the finish line.
That's brilliant.
Which is really, really cool. But like the amount of people who cross the finish line who just break down.
Yeah.
Like, it's so emotional. And people I know who did it, I would never ever think you would ever cry. But it was
Ben
so
a bit upset.
It wasn't upset. He was just like, I've done it, and he was emotional. emotional.
Yeah,
you know what
of course.
I mean?
And you're in so much pain as well. And it's a relief that it's over. It's very emotional. I think one of the best jobs you could have possibly is the person handing out the medals at the end.
Oh yeah,
over someone's and everyone just coming at you crying out. Like I'd be a mess.
You'd be
a
very good mess. At that. In fairness,
I would.
Well done. Well done.
You should be so proud of yourself. Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of sore arses getting on the bus and
sore legs.
So mind yourself. Disco lines now with Tinashe. This is Notebook Boys on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Disco Lines and Tinashe and Notebook Boys on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I have a little touch of anxiety today and everything is sending me off, including things like No Broke Boys or any reference to money because my NCT is at midday.
Midday.
Oh,
that's actually, but like, seriously, that's very impressive that you got that time. I feel like you must be incredibly organised to get a midday NCT.
My NCT has been out for like 3 months.
I've only ever gotten NCT at like 9:30 at night.
At night, yeah. No, I haven't even gotten it serviced, you know, and you're like, I know there's problems, so just tell me what they are. I'll get them fixed and I'll be back to you.
Okay, so the NCT centre, there's a very broke car coming to you at about midday today.
And there's a very broken woman with that car, so just be kind.
103.8 Dublin.
On it,
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. Happy Tuesday, by the way.
It's Emma and Dave. Fiona off today. She'll be back with us tomorrow. My friend Claire is not just a Fred Again fan. She is a Fred Again stan. My friend Claire would travel anywhere in the world to see her Fred Again. She just adores him. And I was on the phone to her last week.
Isn't that a Fred Again song?
What's that?
Adore you.
Adore you.
The one where he sounds like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, adore you. That vocalist, he's gorgeous. But I was on the phone to her last week and she was chatting, blah, blah, blah. She said, I might be in Dublin next weekend. She lives in Waterford. And I was like, oh, great, you're staying with me. Why? What are you up for? And she said, I'm convinced that Fred Again's going to announce a Dublin gig.
Mm.
I said, what makes you think that? Apparently there's some kind of, I can't think of the official name for it, but some kind of like 10 songs, 10 cities, open to correction on that, something
right.
like that.
There was chatter about this for a while, but okay. I'm not cool enough to be a Fred Again fan.
I didn't know. I love some of his songs, don't get me wrong, but I can't consider myself like on her level at all. I'm nowhere near. But anyway, so he's kind of been dropping these Instagram stories on like a Sunday, for example, and then a city will be announced and there's quite a process. Anyway, she said all this to me on the phone and she said, if he does announce, would you try and get tickets as well, right? Because like they're going to just go. So I said, yeah, no bother. So she sent me the sign-up link. So I signed up the other day and then I got a WhatsApp last night from Fred Again.
From Fred Again.
It was the weirdest thing ever. It was like, new message, just checking my phone casually, Fred Again. And Fred texts me and he said, hey, tickets for this Sunday, for this Saturday are on sale at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I have my verification code and all the rest. And it's now on the countdown that tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. I think the last time I've had this kind of pre-ticket, nervous energy.
Anxiousness.
Is probably before Kendrick Lamar back in like 2018 when I was trying to get tickets in 2017 for the 3 Arena. I'm so nervous I'm not going to get them.
Even though
I'm like, I have a pre-sale code.
Yeah, you'll be grand. You'll be fine. I thought, so like there's I pass a certain wall like every day when I'm going home and it was graffitied with posters of Fred Again.
Okay.
And like it was going up. And I remember when it was going up, I was like, oh my God, Darren Conway's doing something. I didn't realise it was Fred Again. I had no idea who it was. Until someone cooler than me was just like, can't wait. Oh my God, here he is. It's guaranteed. No idea.
It's definitely going to be Saturday night in the RDS. But if you have a pre-sale code, good luck. I'll be battling it out with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Because I'm a stan now, you know.
Of course.
I'm a big fan of Fred Again.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Spin.
Tricky.
Hey, if you're away for the last week for whatever reason, you might not be aware of this. Our brand new game on Fully Charged.
It's so, so fun. It's 10 questions. All the answers are either between 1 and 10. That's hence the tricky 10. And there is a Money Can't Buy prize at the end of the week for someone who tops the leaderboard.
If you want to play, if you want to come on, if you want to win this Money Can't Buy prize, which is a fuzzy charged snooty, it'll keep you nice and cozy this winter time, saving your heating bills.
That's it.
Message us the word tricky right now in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I put my snoodie on for the first time yesterday.
Did you?
Yes. It's not a fuzzy charge one, so it didn't heat me up at all.
Oh, no good. No good. Listen, first player of the week is Owen. Owen, did you dress up over the weekend?
No, I will on Friday.
Oh, what are you doing on Friday? Is it just the trick-or-treaters?
Ah, yeah, just trick-or-treating, nothing else.
Are your kids putting under pressure to dress up something in particular?
Yeah, 100%. A Power Ranger.
A Power Ranger.
That's kind of cool. I'd like to be a Power Ranger. That's just a cool little costume.
Neither of them are even dressed up as a Power Ranger.
Right, okay.
They just want you specifically to be a Power Ranger. Very good.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, Owen. Let's see if we can win you a Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy this winter. You could be a very cozy Power Ranger this coming Friday.
What we're going to do here is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Owen, and we're going to ask you 10 questions. Now, each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and it will not repeat. Bear that in mind. I think you have heard this game before. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. So if something comes to you, unfortunately, we have to accept the first thing you say. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. It will be something between 1 and 10, so it's well worth throwing a number between 1 and 10 out there. If you do top the leaderboard at the end of this week, you will win the brand new fully charged Snooty. You'll be really cozy, as Dave said, this winter time. And no matter what happens, because it is a brand new week and we're kicking off a brand new round of this, today you definitely will be top of the leaderboard.
All right, Owen, here we go. I'm going to count you in and the questions will start. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many rings are there on the Olympic flag?
5.
Complete the name of the Cartoon Network TV show Ben what?
10.
What is the largest value on a standard dice?
6.
Uno is the Spanish word for what number?
1.
What cloud number are you said to be on if you're happy?
9.
Clontarf, East Wall and Fairview are all part of what Dublin postal district?
3.
Johnny Logan has won the Eurovision for Ireland as a performer. How many times?
3.
Westlife have added how many extra dates to their original 5-date run for their next September?
5.
David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo wore what number shirt at United?
7.
What is the third digit in pi?
1, 9.
Stop the clock.
Hey, wow.
I felt like I did a very good job at reading the questions. I felt like I was fast paced. I was kind of like shooting them out. You know what I mean? I thought we were decent.
Self praise is no praise, but you were very good.
All right, fine. Let's give Owen some praise. Owen, you did well. How did you think you did?
The start was good, then it kind of fell off a bit.
Well, I have to say, Dave was very quick at asking the questions. You were very prompt with your answers.
You were.
Let's see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 out of 10.
Not bad.
Well,
not bad
done
at all.
To you, Owen. The couple that you slipped on, Johnny Logan has won the Eurovision for Ireland as a performer how many times? The correct answer there was 2. I think you said 3.
Yes, you did. He has technically won it 3 times because he was a songwriter for a third time, but as a performer,
Before actually singing it.
Okay.
I think you had a fairly fair guess there with the 5 extra nights for Westlife. They've actually added 8 extra dates to their original 5.
Again, you're very close because they did add 5 and then they added
3.
Yeah, very clever.
I actually watched The Life of Pi last night for the very first time, so I think I would have known this. What is the third digit in pi? You were getting there, but the first thing you did say was incorrect. We were looking for 4.
Is The Life of Pi about pi?
Well, that's why he's named Pi. It's part of the reason he's named Pi.
Interesting.
Yeah, it kind of explains all at the beginning.
Right, I forget that movie completely.
Oh, it's so visually...
I know, visually gorgeous. I just remember there's a tiger. Owen, listen, 7 out of 10, a fantastic score. Well done, and it's a good start to the week.
Yeah, hopefully I can stay there.
Absolutely. Owen, have a fantastic day, and good luck if you are dressing up as a Power Ranger.
Cheers, thank you.
See ya, bye.
You too, bye.
Bye. Very competitive there. I like the way he's like,
I hope I stay there for the rest of the week. I like it. Do you want to play the Tricky 10 to win yourself this Money Can't Buy prize? Then all you got to do, WhatsApp us the word tricky. The number is 087-711-1038.
Can you knock Owen off the top of the leaderboard? That's exactly where he wants to stay. Lads, I have to be honest, I would be absolutely useless at this.
Yeah, so in fairness.
Thank God I'm on this side. Okay, Justin Bieber now. This is Daisies on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I spent the weekend in Yorkshire, in England.
Oh, well, then we shouldn't be doing this accent. We should be doing that accent.
Exactly. Can you help, please? Because I'm really trying.
You went up north.
Why can't I do it? It's so frustrating. Anyway, that's where my fella is from and haven't been over there in ages, actually. Because he moved here in March and before
he doesn't sound like he's from the north.
Are you serious?
Yeah, doesn't he not?
As a man who is from the Midlands, which is not the north, I have to say Yorkshire is not the north.
Is it not?
The north.
He claims to be from the north.
It is north of England, but it's not. The north is Newcastle.
Is it the same way that I say I'm a Northsider, but technically I'm from Meath?
A little bit.
Okay, fair
like
enough.
Yorkshire is Yorkshire. It's right. Not the north, it's not the south, it's just Yorkshire.
Okay.
But well, it is northern.
It's been over a year since Jack went to his last game, his last Leeds United game at Elland Road. I was actually there with him at the time. And I only realised, because Friday this was the big plan, that we were all going to go to Elland Road, me, his dad and his brother, and Jack. I was like, all right, I didn't realise this was the gang. Could I just stay in with your mum?
I remember you were saying on Friday you were trying to get out of the match and you were just going to chill with the mum.
I know, I was kind of hoping for that, but then there wasn't really an option for that. It was like, his brother's home, he wants to see you, and come on. I was like,
drag you to a freeze in Elland Road.
The match was Friday night, wasn't
yeah.
it? It was the Friday night football.
It was the Friday night football, and I realised it was my first ever Premier League game.
No way!
Because obviously, when I saw
Leeds
last time, they were in the Championship.
Yeah,
so that's interesting.
I felt kind of cool that I was going to a Premier League game. Anyway, got the train, of course. Obviously, you're in England. Got ourselves over to Leeds. Arrived at Elland Road. Obviously, the crack is amazing. There was like, I would say, it felt like 10% West Ham fans there. It was just Leeds.
Oh, yeah,
coming from London, like
it's a long way. Yeah, exactly.
I do love an evening game. There's nothing better than a game in the cold under the lights.
That's exactly what the three of them said. They were kind of, you know, getting the giddies, walking up to the stadium. They were like, just nothing beats a game in the evening at this time of year when it's dark.
I was at a game on Thursday night in the UK. I'm a Nottingham Forest fan, and it was a European game at 8 o'clock. And there's just a buzz around it in the evening.
And I will say, if you want to get nice pictures, the floodlights are great for the lighting.
Really said every lighting. Football fan ever.
It's like a big ring light.
I was getting the best selfies. I was like, get in there again, lads. Come on, get another one. We all look phenomenal.
So they were playing West Ham.
They were playing West Ham. It was very exciting. There was two goals very quickly for Leeds.
I texted her like straight up. I was just like, you're having a really good match.
Yeah, and then it got really boring.
Okay.
There was two goals at the beginning and then not much else.
Was it 2-1 at the end?
It was 2-1 at the end. Yeah, the West Ham got the goal quite late, if I remember correctly. But one thing I did when it did get boring after the first two goals to keep myself entertained was obviously just to try and learn the words of songs that everyone was singing.
The chants.
Lot of chants going on. One of my favourites was God Love. People are so cruel, aren't they, football fans, in a way. Some poor lads down, like, begging for help, you know, being taken off by a stretcher, and the whole crowd is like, he's had enough. He's had enough. I'm like, this poor man could have a broken leg, you know what I mean? But I did rate it as one of my favourite chants.
He's had enough. He's had enough. He's had enough. He's had enough. He's had enough.
This might be my only time that I actually really appreciate Emma recording ambiance. Emma goes to, honestly, a clean bandit concert. She's holding up the phone to get ambiance for the show on Monday. I'm happy you did it this time.
I did. But then what didn't go down well with the crew I was with was when a Leeds fan went down, I started being like, just to annoy them, I'd be like, do I sing it now? He's handing. Like, no.
Oh, God.
Another great one was, and excuse the French here, there's a chant called It's a Long Way to London When You're Shite, right? And it's very enjoyable.
It's a long way to London
when you're shite. That's so good.
To the tune of She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain When She Comes.
That's excellent.
Yeah, really, really enjoyable. This one, until yesterday when I confirmed with my boyfriend Jack before I brought it to the show this morning, I was sure, and you know me, Dave, hurts my soul because I love a lyric and I listen to lyrics.
Yeah.
For this whole time I thought this chant was Go On Leeds all night. I was Go On Leeds, Go On Leeds. It's All Love Leeds.
Oh no.
I just can't, I've made a fool of myself on Friday. I didn't know.
We all love Leeds.
Can you understand my confusion? Go on, Leeds. Go on, Leeds. All love Leeds. We all love Leeds.
It's good, though. I feel like United might need some better chance. Sometimes we're good at it. Sometimes just United. United are the one for me. But it now, quick about give a dog a bone. Why don't you TFF home? And it's just, it's not great. It's
of
not
the
fantastic.
Three you've heard, what's your favourite?
I like
He's Had Enough.
He's Had Enough is excellent.
He's had enough.
This is great banter, it really.
I want one more moment before It's a Long Way to London When You're Shite.
It's a long way to London. Long way to London when you're shite.
And I'm still going to say it. Go on, Leeds.
Oh, my God.
We're all on Leeds. We're all on Leeds.
So I think it's fair to say my first Premier League game was a massive success all
round.
Very
good. Well done. Congratulations.
Here's New MK. This is called Come Find Me. You're listening to Spin. Breaking streaming records time and time again. You know his song Save Your Tears?
Yeah.
It's become the first song that both the original and the remix have both hit 2 billion streams on Spotify.
Blinding Lights is like, that is The Weeknd, right?
That is The Weeknd.
Yeah, Blinding Lights is the most streamed song in the world.
It's unbelievable. Callum.
Hello. I've had a couple of days off. And it's made me think about my new relationship that I've been seeing a new person for a couple of months, and things are
You've
going
kind of soft launched her on the show before.
Yeah, things have been going very well, but there's one thing that I've noticed that kind of is just putting a question in my mind. That
is she, like, the one for me?
Kind of, and it's all to do with seating. Of course it is. It's me.
She keeps sitting on me.
It's a bit weird. And it's seating in a place where you can book seats, yeah, like a cinema or a theatre or something like
that. Or a plane.
Yes. And now I want you to think about a cinema room or a theatre or something like that that has aisles on the side, on the left and right hand side, but not down the middle of the bank of seats. So say if it's like a 100-seater cinema, there's 5 rows of 20 with no broken seats.
Mm-hmm. What a horrible design.
Yes. Mm. But there's a lot of cinemas like that around these days.
It's kind of the main ones, isn't it? They're like the main kind of...
It's fine if you have a load of place in front of you, a load of room in front of your legs and between the next seat for people to move.
Yeah, okay.
But in these cinemas, I would be a fan. Like, think of the Stella or the new cinema in the Nutgrove, or I think the Cineworld is like that. And I'd say the IMC on O'Connell Street, a lot of them now have these rows on the edges, on the left and right and not down the middle. And I would be a fan of booking, say again, in the row of 20 seats, I'd like to book like seat 10 and 11, slap in the middle of the row, so you are looking at the cinema screen dead central.
Right, okay.
Right.
And now...
You don't like turning your head to a...
Yeah, no, I like these central seats. And then when I've left it to my other half to book these seats, she has booked the aisle seat, mm-hmm, as in seats 1 and 2.
Yeah, I'm with
you. So you're kind of to the left of the screen and then you're looking towards the screen. And that's not a bit of me.
Okay.
I would be...
What a problem you find yourself in.
For a bit of central kind of viewing.
Yeah, in fairness, I have some very, very strong thoughts on this. You're not alone in having strong thoughts.
Yeah.
And does your other half have strong thoughts?
I've never brought it up with her.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to go well when she...
Yeah, I know. This hasn't happened this morning because I know what Emma's going to say. And I know Emma is going to be, get me on that aisle so I can go to the toilet and do other bits and walk around because I don't like sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
And am I right in thinking
that? 1,000,000%. I hate climbing over people, interrupting people. That makes it all worse. I would prefer an aisle any day. I'd be well into an aisle.
I'm the same in terms of I love an aisle, but not for the reason you think. I don't want to go out. But if I do need to go out, the thought of messing someone's day up by having to be like, sorry about that.
Yeah.
I would much rather get up out of my seat for someone than force someone out of their
100%.
Seat. 100%. So I'd always book an aisle. Plus, to be fair, I do pee a lot. So I do need to go to the bathroom quite often.
Because I'm thinking, when you're in that middle seat, like seats 10 and 11 in a row of 20, no one is coming past you because you are slap bang in the centre.
Yeah, but it would make me anxious because I've what my girlfriend calls anxiety. And it's basically where you just constantly are worried that you'll need to pee in a situation where you can't pee. So I'm always kind of nervous. So I always get the aisle specifically for that reason.
Fair enough, yeah. I'd be aisle all the way, but I don't see... I think I'm very pro your other half's choice here.
Okay, so on 087-711-1038 this morning, let's just get a very quick survey down. Imagine a cinema full of 100 seats, 5 rows of 20, and you've got an aisle on the left and the right. Are you booking the seats like 1 and 2 next to the aisle, or are you booking the seats in the middle, like seats 10 and 11?
I'm claustrophobic even thinking about being in there.
If I saw a cinema with no stairs down the middle, I will not go there.
Really?
Not a chance.
Okay.
So 087-711-1038, would you go down the aisle or would you side, you go slap bang in the middle. Please be on my side because no one else is.
Slap bang in the middle of a cinema that has an aisle down the middle, though, is the middle.
That's
on the aisle.
That's a peak cinema
peak.
There.
Mwah.
Peak yes. cinema. Is Callum's relationship in trouble already?
On the show this morning on 0877 11103, I kind of just do it a little bit of a cross section, a bit of a survey of where you sit if you're in a place where you kind of book seats like a cinema or a theatre. And I'm specifically looking for aisle or middle seats. So let's think of a theatre or a cinema that has maybe 100 seats in, five rows of 20, a lot of people in, and an aisle on the left and right, but nothing down the middle. Mm. Would you sit on those seats like number one and two next to the aisle, or would you go a bit more central, 10 and 11? Because that would be where I would go. Sit me, plonk in the middle of the screen, in the middle of the row, so I can see
but
the
you
screen.
Don't mind asking people to move if you need to go to the bathroom.
But I've trained myself. I have a very weak bladder. But when I'm in a cinema, I will sit through it. I won't. I refuse.
I will. I have to get up.
I might go to the toilet three times before the film starts flush everything out of my system. But then when the film is on, I'm not drinking any liquids. I'm not consuming anything. Because I love the cinema and I just love being immersed in there.
Callum's even bringing all this up this morning because his other half is always booking the aisle seat. He's always booking the middle seat.
And
what's
I'm kind
wrong?
Of
what's
straining,
right?
straining to the left to look at the screen. Like, oh, my neck.
Mother of God.
Anthony is there with some thoughts on this. How are you?
Good.
Anthony, tell us, where do you sit in the cinema or where do you sit when you have to book somewhere where you're booking a seat? Aisle, are you pro aisle or are you anti aisle?
I am in the middle always. I'm at the top.
Okay. At the top
of the back. Down the back in the middle,
shifting.
Having the crack.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. In the cinema, you like being all the way at the back, do you?
All the way at the back, straight in the middle.
Okay. Do you not find it very far away? I know the cinema screen is huge, but...
No, you don't get any bother with anyone.
No teenagers kissing each other back there, no. Those days are gone, are they?
I'd say that's still very much.
I have kids there with me.
Okay, fair enough. But tell us this, right? So if you need to go to the bathroom, you don't mind being like, sorry, excuse me.
No, I don't go. And the kids line out 10 times, you send the other half.
Oh, you send the other half.
All right, so you don't have to do anything. Okay, grand.
I like it, Anthony.
It suits you to be anti-aug because you don't have to deal with the consequences of that. Very good.
Very good. Yeah. Anthony, appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We got a message in from Dean there as well saying you got to go middle all the way. Anyone who is purposely booking an aisle seat for peeing in the cinema needs to start doing pelvic floor exercises.
Yeah, I don't have any pelvic floor.
No, neither do I, man. If I hold in a pee for longer than 5 minutes, I have a kidney infection.
Yeah.
I'd be risking that. Let's go! David Fiona in the morning. Hello, how are you?
Hey, good morning. What's happy Tuesday.
So I flew back from Leeds to Dublin on Sunday night. And basically what happened was, and this is going to make everyone angry, I hope anyway. So basically, we were due to fly at 8:05. And we were sitting there watching on my phone, AirPod each, another episode of The Celebrity Traitors while we still had BBC iPlayer.
Oh, because you're in the UK, yeah.
We were in the UK. And we were looking over at our gate 7. And we were sitting there, so we were like, grand, we'll be the last few to mosey up. We can see what's going on from here. So 8:05, as I said, we had about an hour to kill. This is just after 7. They said they were boarding. And we were looking at it. There wasn't much going on at this point. No one was really thinking. We were like, no rush. We'll just chill out here and do what we're doing.
So the plane won't leave without us.
It's loads of time. 7:25, the screen beside us, and you could see over where people were starting to board at this point, said gate closing.
Okay.
So this is very early for this. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So anyway, we were like, oh, we mosey over sure and see what's going on. Get on the plane. We can still watch it on the plane. So we mosey over. What row are you? 10. Right, 1 to 10, come up to us here. Now, I say like it was minimal. It was very spartan. It was only a regional flight and the plane was, I'd say, 50% full.
Was it one of the small planes?
Yeah, yeah. So we walk up anyway and then I clocked what was going on. Mm. They were getting people on board early because they were going to do the thing where they were going to do people for bags. Right?
Oh, really?
And they do this, I think, on purpose, that they say, rush everyone, get everyone on, because this is going to be a delay and we're going to have to row with lots of people because we're going to take out the bags and screw as many people as we possibly can.
For God's sake.
I got done.
No!
And I was...
Do you know how much they get?
Yeah, 150.
€1.50 commission. Oh, yeah, what did you say?
I became a Karen. Like,
good.
Proper Karen. So what was really frustrating was I was wandering on and, like, I honestly don't know how many bags we all need to have at the moment to facilitate these different rules on different aircraft.
Oh, if you're one of them people, you're a loser.
Oh man, I swear to God.
You're such a loser.
When I say I put my bag in, which is teeny tiny, and like if I was to get a ruler or like something straight and put it against where they had outlined the region, you know, because it's a different size for a regional flight versus a standard Aer Lingus flight. It has to be, I mean, they're just doing you dirty. Like, I mean, like a centimetre outside the circumference of what was there. I was like, lads, this is this is nuts. And I wouldn't mind £35, like €40, right? Just to come home. And I, you know, when you're just like, I actually thought I did well this weekend, didn't overspend, like, do you know what I mean? And I was just so peed off. But there was a guy in front of me with his wife and two girls, and the four of them were done. And I just thought, that is so nasty.
Nasty.
Like, £150 coming home from the weekend.
Horrible.
So we were having it out with them, right? And I was like, I said to him, I was like, Karen, I said, what are you getting for this? £150, is it? He was like, who told you that? And I was like, I think it's kind of public knowledge at this point. I was like, do you want me to Revolut you a tenner? I was like, I'll Revolut you a tenner. Like, no bother. Just don't be taking £40 off me. I'll give you a tenner. And he was like, that's, how dare you say that, blah, blah. It was all kicking off, right? Jack's bag was definitely oversized. He just shot past. I was like, hello. No, he was gone. But this guy who was in front of me, who was having to fork out the £150, was asking your man for his surname and all. Like, it was proper drama. Anyway, and then the flight attendant on the Aer Lingus flight, bless her, nothing to do with them, obviously, but I was coming on the plane like an absolute bull. I was so annoyed. She was like, welcome. And I was, I don't know. There's nothing that annoys you more than just being so robbed.
Absolutely robbed. I'm disgusted for you.
Thanks for having me rant. Allow me have me rant, lad.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Spin's Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Now, don't you worry if you're a big fan of this. This is where you'll now find it. It's new home after nine on a Tuesday. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Ooh. It is Top 10 Tuesday, and I am your host this morning because there is no Fiona, so that means Emma and Dave are playing.
Emma's first time playing this in a while, surely.
Yeah. This is Top 10 Tuesday, is where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be.
I did have to play a few weeks ago when you were off, Dave, and it was the host of the last 10 World Cups.
Oh.
Wasn't my finest hour.
You wasn't a fan. We've also done like the least populated counties in Ireland.
He seems to do this thing where when someone's off, like say if it's Fiona off today, I think it'll be like top 10 comedians that have played like the Tory Arena.
That's actually
like
a very good point, because when Dave was away, I did a sports one because I know if I did that one, Dave would actually, we did it off air a couple of days when you came back. And Dave was able to bring it off.
I did all 10,
But I have listened to your feedback, because last week you were saying, I kind of want, you've done a couple of sports, you've done a couple of music, I want something a bit general. Mm. So I have got a general topic for you today. Emma and Dave, you've three lives each, and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the list. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877111038. Play along at home as well, and guess, get your guesses in whilst the guys are guessing. This week, seeing it's spooky season, it's Halloween, I am looking for the top 10 most common phobias in the world in a study compiled by fearof.net.
Love this!
Okay, can I have a question before we get going? Do we have to, you know the way, if someone has a fear of bananas, I don't know what that's called.
Oh, no, I'm not looking for the specific term. You can just say, like, fear of bananas.
Okay, cool.
Interesting.
And it's not an alphabetical order kind of one. Number one on the list is the most feared thing in the world. So,
this is great. This
again
is great
for
content.
You, the top 10 Tuesday, seeing it's Halloween, I am looking for the top 10 most common phobias in a world.
Excellent.
And we will start this morning with Emma Nolan.
I don't know, I'm not sure, is it arachnophobia? Is it the fear of spiders?
The fear of spiders is in the list and it's number one.
Is it? Interesting.
Yes, it is arachnophobia.
All right, let's go with heights.
Heights. It's a very good guess, Dave.
You're joking.
And it's number three.
Thank God.
Back to you, Emma.
I'm going to say snakes.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's number two.
Well done, Emma.
So, let's just go through the list so far. We're looking for the top 10 most common phobias in the world. And you've got the top three. Number one, spiders. Number two, snakes. And number three, heights. David Hammond.
Let's go fear of flying.
Fear of flying is number nine.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to add to that then. A fear of rodents, rats, mice.
Rats and mice is not in the top 10.
Oh, sugar.
I'm going to go a bizarre one.
That would be one of my worst.
Will you accept insects?
I will accept insects because it's not in the list.
Oh, crap.
Okay, how about the dark?
Oh, that's a brilliant shout.
Phenomenal guess. It's not in the top 10.
Oh, my God.
You know what? When we go to the next couple of songs, I'll go through the list, see if it is on the top 100.
Okay, okay. So we're still... We only have four between us.
We've got four. We've got Spiders at one, Snakes at two, Heights at three, Flying at nine.
Let's go. Speaking of flying, let's go with Birds. I feel like
birds.
People are terrified of birds.
Flap, flap, flap. You're flapping all the way to another wrong answer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to say this because I know that Dave has a... I was actually chatting about Dave with my boyfriend's family over the weekend because one of his family members are also terrified of bananas.
Oh, yeah.
It's on my mind. We've got six to fill.
Yeah, and this is your last life here, Emma, as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna lock it in, Callum.
You're going bananas.
I'm gonna go bananas.
It's not in.
Okay,
so we're in a dead heat at the minute. The top 10 most common phobias in the world: spiders, snakes, heights, and flying. Dave, this is your last life.
Ghosts.
Well done, Dave. That's ghosts. A really good one. Yeah.
It's not in the...
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, I really thought we were smashing that.
So did I.
You had such a strong start.
Yeah.
And then you fell off.
How did we get number 9 at 3, yeah. 2, and 1? Like, that's insane. We've not got 6.
So you've got 4 correct, 6 incorrect. So we've got up to 6 IMC cinema passes up for grabs here. If you can complete the top 10 list...
Oh, it's such a fun one as well.
We're looking for the top 10 of the most common phobias in the world. Number 1 was spiders, number 2 was snakes, number 3 was heights, and number 9 was flying. Do you have any guesses? Send in those guesses to 0877111038. You'll get an IMC cinema pass for each correct guess.
Okay, help us out here, please. I really want to know what they are, and I'm really curious.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Cotton wool? Is that it?
It's not on the list.
We're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday, and we're absolutely obsessed with this week's topic.
Yeah, everyone's delighted with this one. It's Top 10 Tuesday. It's where I give you a topic, and you've got to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. The guys are stuck on the top 10 most common phobias in the world, saying it's Halloween this week. And the study compiled by fearof.net. Apparently, that's a website.
Of all the fears in the world, and we only have 4.
Yeah, so you had a really strong start. You got 4 in a row without any difficulties, and then you kind of messed up. So the list that we have so far is: number 1 is spiders, number 2 is snakes, I'm a snake, heights is at number 3, and flying is at number 9. And then that's it. That's where we're stuck.
Yeah, we went out on things like rodents, insects, bananas, and the dark. I think all fairly legitimate phobias for lots of people. It's hard to know what the most common are.
He thinks he knows, though.
He sure does. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad. All right, come on. Put us out of our misery. What have we missed on that list?
I'd say like a fear of open spaces or crowded areas.
Open spaces, crowded areas.
Are they not two different things?
But some people get nervous with the big crowds.
Okay, big crowds is a good one.
Like going to a gig
area, like with no end.
Crow Park, just very intimidating. Callum?
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's exactly. Number 4.
No way.
And that is actually a specific phobia. It's agoraphobia. It's the fear of open or crowded spaces.
Wow.
People with this fear won't often leave their house.
Oh, so my God, that's so sad.
It's just fear of the outside world.
Interesting.
Basically.
Okay, very good. Listen, that is basically, we have 5 identified now: spiders, snakes, heights, open crowded spaces in 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 9 is flying. Do you have any more guesses for us, Keith?
Some people have a fear of injections, maybe.
And fear of
injections.
Needles.
Get like
injection. Needles is a great shout.
It's a good guess, and it's on the list of number 20.
Oh,
so it's not in there.
All right, Callum, complete that list.
Yes, okay, so we've got those: spiders, snakes, heights, open and crowded spaces, and flying. In at number 5, dogs.
Oh, of course.
Woof, woof.
Damn it.
That's number 5.
Number 6, thunder and lightning.
Wow.
Okay.
Number 7, I thought Keith might get. It's small spaces.
Interesting.
So that is
claustrophobia. Okay.
Number 8, germs.
Oh, damn it, I have that.
And number 10, holes.
What's with that? The trypophobia.
Yeah.
You know, those holes in them, even people would say in sponges and anything like that, really freaks people out. Oh my God, Matt, I could talk about this all day.
I know. And just to go back to some of the guesses that you said before as well, you did say insects earlier. Mm. That's in the list at number 42.
Right, okay.
The dark, number 35.
Wow.
And ghosts, 67.
Interesting.
Bananas,
I love this.
No sign of bananas.
I didn't see bananas.
Okay, that's...
Oh, 63.
Hey, nice one. Keith, congratulations. You're off to the cinema with that guest. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for playing.
Cheers, Keith.
Thank you. Cheers, thanks.
Bye, bye. Producer Callum, I would say my favourite Top 10 Tuesday yet.
I feel vindicated that Bananas is 62, 63, whatever it was. I feel normal now.
Yeah, that's okay. That's absolutely normal, man. Yeah.
We will reunite. We will eradicate all bananas from the world yet.
Another spooky Top 10 Tuesday next week?
Yes.
Please. That was really fun. If anyone can relate to this predicament I found myself in the other night, it is you, Mr. David.
Oh, go on.
I haven't been out for like a meal in ages, and basically I was in the UK visiting my boyfriend's family, and the big kind of reason that he wants to go that weekend was his brother, who's been travelling for the last 3 months and is continuing to do his travelling, was stopping over in the UK for a few days. It was an opportunity to catch up with his brother. And the whole idea was that on Saturday night we'd all go for a meal in York, such a class city. And I looked up when I heard in the afternoon where we were going for dinner. I did the panic, like, what are we dealing with here? You know, what kind of stuff's on the menu? Because I'd be a fairly plain eater compared to the most, not maybe as much as Dave, but still fairly plain. And to say I panicked when I looked up this menu.
Oh God.
What would you have done here? What would you have done here in my position? The mains on offer were beetroot, elderberries, sorrel and pumpkin seeds.
Is that one thing?
That's one thing.
Okay, next. Mm-hmm.
Hobney Estate Game Terrine, celeriac and brandied prunes and sourdough.
Nope, next.
Thank you. Pickled pear.
Nope, next.
Market fresh frito misto and roly.
You're definitely saying these wrong.
I obviously am. I'm doing my best here. Market fish frito misto and roly.
Market fish frito. It's fried fish.
Yeah, sounds like that.
I'll go with that one, so.
Okay. Pumpkin caponata.
Nope.
Okay.
Next.
A Barnsley chop, a smoked aubergine and pickled lime yogurt. Sake.
Where did you go?
Oh, man.
What is this place?
Was so up itself. Cuttlefish, potatoes, shaved fennel.
See, like, this is the kind of thing that Brits think they enjoy.
Yeah.
But then you see, like, they go to Benidorm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Never has an aubergine been even abroad in Benidorm.
So true, so true. So do you know what I went for? Right, on the starters menu was sourdough and butter.
Class.
I'll have the sourdough and butter, please. I will have, this was actually quite good, even though I didn't like the description. Essentially, it's just really nice crispy pig ears and plum sauce.
Ooh.
That sounds awful, but it was in a croquette.
Just came over with pork scratchings.
Yeah, like a dog treat, just nipping on. Yeah. No, like actual croquettes. It was in a croquette.
Oh, so class.
It was okay.
Anything in a croquette, I'll probably eat.
And chips. That's what I went for.
Well, there was chips on the menu?
Yeah, one of the... Actually, sorry. It would be too awkward just to say chips. These were potato fritters,
for God's sake.
Of course. The one that one of the, I'm not even going to name and shame which family member got this. Partridge bacon, creamed cabbage, chestnuts, and quince.
Quinoa.
No, I don't think that's quinoa.
It's not quinoa. I heard Q, I just went
What's
quinoa.
What's quince?
I will find out for you.
Quince?
But it's actually just a disgrace that
it's
some people.
Fruit.
Like, what's wrong with just putting a burger on a menu?
It looks like a weird shriveled lemon.
Like, you shouldn't.
Man, that's too much. Who's enjoying that? Like, going out is supposed to be fun and you're supposed to be spending your well-earned money. Like, and you're going to that crap.
I know. I honestly sat there munching on a slice of sourdough and said, happy Saturday, folks. Won't be eating out again for Christmas.
Check yourself. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, hello. This is where Fiona usually gets to talk about whatever it is she wants, as opposed to like when she does talk in any other time.
Yeah.
She always says what she wants. But Fiona's obviously not here today, so I thought I would do Fiona's final thoughts. And I'm not even going to try and emulate her like I usually do on Fiona's final thoughts, where I go, okay, so, hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
But I do have Cherry a final thought daddy. For you. Yeah, Cherry Comedy, every Thursday. I do have a final thought for you, and my final thought is about TikTok Shop.
Okay.
So I've constantly been getting the same sort of ads on my TikTok Shop all the time. I've been getting cookies. And I've been getting...
Edible cookies.
Yeah, edible cookies. You can like order them on TikTok Shop. A car phone holder that goes to your windscreen and you like sucks up onto the windscreen and then it's a magnet for your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I succumbed to it. I did buy it.
What's with you and phone things?
I love phone stuff. Stuff for your phone is good. I have about 400 things on my phone.
Yeah.
But I bought that. It's fine. It's one of those, like, you put it on the windscreen and then you put your phone on it.
Yeah.
And the phone is too heavy, so it falls down. No good. But there has recently been a take up in people selling things on TikTok Shop, making videos about it. Toilet roll.
People are selling toilet roll on TikTok shop, or like they have some sort of, I don't know, like discount code or whatever. And I'm like, this is weird. This is a weird time in history. I feel like we're all going to remember 10 years ago when people were on TikTok shop selling toilet roll.
And are they selling like multi-packs or just
Yeah, multi-packs.
Rolls?
It's like 32 rolls or whatever. And they're like, this is 15 euro in the shop, but you can get it on TikTok shop with my code for 12. And you're like, who's
Sounds
buying
crazy,
toilet roll on TikTok shop?
I'd be well up for that.
Imagine dropping that into the office. Like,
it'd be great to get it delivered to the door. You don't have to have the shame of carrying it home or to the
There's
car
no shame.
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone poos.
No, I don't like everyone knowing that I do. It's like, what are you doing with your 30? You're in a bad way, are you? So the toilet,
32
are you?
Rolls, what?
But actually, it's so good to have them all done so you don't have to keep going up and back.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.